Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State announced a self-declared caliphate. Spokesman for the U.S. military operation against IS said the Iraqi military liberated the mosque, furthering the Iraqi military's push into Mosul's old city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said this amounts to an Islamic State defeat. White House is defending President Trump's social media ridiculing of a well-known television commentator. Mr. Trump criticized Mika Brzezinski, who co-hosts the Morning Joe television talk show on MSNBC. Deputy Trump Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I think that the president has been attacked mercilessly on personal accounts by members on that program. And I think he's been very clear that when he gets attacked, he's going to hit back. I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter. And that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
There was quick and firm criticism by members of Congress, most notably senators, from the president's own Republican Party, chastised him for his tweet about Brzezinski. United States has implemented new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relative or family member of some sort of relationship with a business or other here in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. U.S. consular officials proceed with those visa applications right away. This is VOA News. NATO allies agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis so the alliance has filled nearly three-quarters of the gap in requirements for their mission in Afghanistan. He, here speaking to reporters, looks back at the Afghan war.
You never step in the same stream twice. By that I mean what the war was doing 15 years ago is not what it's doing today. Looking back on it, it's pretty much a consensus that we may have pulled our troops out too rapidly, reduced the numbers a little too rapidly. But the difference today is that the Afghan army is actually able to carry the fight, and they've been carrying the fight for some time now.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said 15 nations have already pledged additional contributions to the NATO mission in Afghanistan, and further announcements from other nations are expected. A Moscow court has found five Chechen men guilty for the 2015 murder of Russian opposition leader, the former deputy prime minister Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down just meters from the Kremlin in Moscow's Red Square. Here's VOA's Daniel Scharf.
The head of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, actually faced questioning over this, but there was no real attempt to have Kadyrov answer any questions in regard to this trial. But of course, there are many suspicions about Kadyrov because of previous statements that he's made in the press, including praising the man who was found guilty today for the murder, the actual shooting of Boris Nemtsov, calling him a patriot of Russia.
While the verdicts were welcomed by supporters of Nemtsov, the investigation and trial were condemned for failing to uncover masterminds of the killing or addressing the motive, which is widely believed to be political. United States blacklisted a small Chinese bank, accusing it of laundering money to boost North Korea's nuclear weapons development. The U.S. and much of the world has condemned North Korea's repeated violations of U.N. edicts to halt its missile and nuclear weapons test, but renewed sanctions have failed to stop Pyongyang's weapons development. The announcement came hours before President Trump was set to meet with South Koreans. New President Moon Jae-in at the White House to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula and the threat from North Korea. France is known worldwide for its food, its wine, of course its culture, but under its new president, the French are aiming to be the new political and global hub for tech startups. President Emmanuel Macron has said he wants to build a version of Silicon Valley in France.
That's the latest world news from VOA.